So children, some of these characters you may be aware of, and hopefully you'll be able to name each one of these. Who is this? Doesn't anyone know? Yes. Little Red Riding Hood. What's she like? Is she a good person? Yes? Kind? Yeah? Nice little dog, isn't it? Or have I got it wrong? Is that a nice little dog? No?
It's a bad wolf.
It's a bad wolf. Good. No. Okay. Who is this? Now, some of you children may not recognize him, so I'm going to give you a bit of a clue. So who's that? Superman. What about... Yes. Batman and... Robin. Batman and Robin. Are they good? Kind? Helpful? Yes. What about... Who's this? Sorry? Sleeping Beauty's stepmother. Do you think so? The Evil Queen? I think we can go with that one. Was she nice? No? Okay. Wow. Who's this? Yes. Sorry? Lion? Yes?
Lion King.
Lion King? Do you know his name? Nope. Who knows his name? Somebody who shouted out? Aslan. He looks quite fierce, doesn't he? Now, I don't know many nice lions. So, is he a baddie? No? Yes? No. He's good, is he? Oh, he looks rather fierce to me. Okay. Now, this is a real living... Well, she's now dead, but this was a real person. Who's this? Mother Teresa. Was she good? Yes? What was she doing? Which made her good? Looking after people in India. So we got a number of characters. Some you're saying are good, and some who are not so good or evil. One of the things Mary's going to be sharing about today is how we are defined and how characters define us. What we do defines us. So we got the bad wolf. Well, because he was wanting to eat Little Red Riding Hood, that was his intention, and he wasn't good at all. And the evil queen wasn't good. Her intentions, her actions were very evil, were very bad. The others, well, they focused on being good people, helping. Now, some people, some of these characters, people knew. But nobody really knew who Superman or Batman and Robin were. Their faces were hidden. They were behind the scenes, as it were. You and I are not going to necessarily be famous. We may be anonymous to most of the world. We will not be recognized necessarily in a big and powerful way. And just like those three characters, we can still be good and do good things. We may not get the recognition for it, and that's fine. But it's our intentions which define us. I came across a quote. You are defined by your actions, not your circumstances. Now, one of the things we were praying just a few moments ago is some of the things that we do wrong, some of the ways we do things which are wrong in the eyes of God. How we've lived our lives in the past, we can regret, but we can change and we can try to be better people for the now and in the future. So I want you to go away and remember this, that we are what we repeatedly do. Our intentions, our motives, is actually what defines us. Not necessarily what's gone in the past, but how we live our lives today.